Welcome to The Flash, Science, where we delve deep into the latest scientific discoveries and innovations that are shaping our world and beyond. Today, we're exploring groundbreaking advancements in nuclear energy, a leap forward in deep space communication, and ambitious missions to uncover the mysteries of the moon's far side. Stay with us as we uncover how these developments promise to revolutionize our approach to energy, space exploration, and our understanding of the celestial bodies that share our solar system. Let's dive into our first segment on the remarkable strides being made in nuclear energy. With the Earth's climate in a precarious balance, the quest for safer, more sustainable power sources has never been more pressing. Eugene, can you bring us up to speed on these latest developments?
Absolutely, Wendy. The nuclear energy sector is undergoing a transformation geared towards enhancing safety and efficiency. A key player in this transformation is the molten salt reactor, or MSR. Contrary to traditional reactors, MSRs use liquid fuel and operate at atmospheric pressure, significantly reducing the risk of a catastrophic pressure explosion. Another noteworthy advancement is the incorporation of thorium as a fuel source, heralded for its abundance and lower waste production compared to uranium.
That sounds like a step in the right direction for nuclear power. How do these new technologies address the safety concerns that have historically plagued nuclear energy?
They're tackling these concerns on multiple fronts, Wendy. Modern reactor designs incorporate robust containment structures capable of withstanding severe pressures from disasters like earthquakes. Additionally, advancements in AI and machine learning are empowering real-time monitoring systems. These systems proactively predict and mitigate potential issues, creating a proactive safety net around nuclear operations.
And what about the public and regulatory aspects of this transition?
Both play crucial roles. Regulatory frameworks are evolving to encapsulate the latest scientific and technological insights, guiding the safe development of nuclear facilities. Parallelly, transparent communication and public engagement strategies are being deployed to build trust and convey the environmental and safety advancements in nuclear energy.
It's clear that the path to a sustainable energy future is being forged with safety and efficiency at its core. Thanks, Eugene, for that insightful update. Let's now turn our gaze skyward to a revolutionary breakthrough in deep space communication. Deep space missions hinge on the ability to communicate over vast distances. Lester, you've been tracking a significant advancement in this field. Can you tell us more about it?
Certainly, Wendy. NASA's Psyche spacecraft, equipped with the Deep Space Optical Communications, or DSOC, experiment, has set a new distance record for laser communications in space, sending back duplicated engineering data from about 140 million miles away. This technological feat showcases the potential for using laser-based systems to achieve far higher data transmission rates than traditional radio frequency methods.
That's a quantum leap in communication capabilities. How does this impact future space exploration efforts?
The implications are vast, Wendy. By enabling high-definition imagery and video transmission at much higher speeds, laser communications like the DSOC experiment could significantly enhance how missions communicate, essentially providing real-time updates from the far reaches of our solar system. This technology paves the way for more ambitious missions, including manned voyages to Mars.
It's exciting to think about the doors this could open for space exploration. Thanks, Lester, for shedding light on this breakthrough. Next, let's explore efforts to uncover the secrets of the moon's far side. Turning our attention closer to home, the moon's far side has long captivated our curiosity. Rachel, can you give us an overview of the missions aiming to explore this uncharted territory?
Absolutely, Wendy. Two missions leading the charge are China's Chang'e 6 and India's Chandrayaan 4. Chang'e 6 aims to be the first to retrieve samples from the moon's far side, focusing on the South Pole Aitken Basin. This mission promises insights into the moon's geological history, with potential implications for our understanding of the solar system. Meanwhile, Chandrayaan-4, with its goal of bringing samples back from near the moon's south pole, represents a significant step towards India's long-term ambition of lunar exploration. The pursuit of knowledge about our nearest celestial neighbor continues to fuel international collaboration and innovation. Thank you, Rachel, for that enlightening update. As we conclude today's episode, it's clear that whether we're unlocking the secrets of nuclear energy, bridging vast cosmic distances, or unraveling the mysteries of the moon's far side, science continues to lead us into a future brimming with possibilities. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Until next time, this has been The Flash Science. As we conclude this episode, let's remind ourselves of the strides we're making in nuclear energy safety, the leaps in deep space communication, and the untold stories awaiting us on the moon's hidden side. Each advancement brings us closer to understanding our place in the cosmos and safeguarding our planet's future. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for tuning in to The Flash Science.